Good morning, Delaware. Okay, it's a little rainier than we hoped for today. It's supposed to be a little rainier than we thought tomorrow, but I'm hoping Sunday and Monday are still good.
Yeah, I think Monday is supposed to be a beautiful day for the Memorial Day parade that we're participating in Powell.
Yes, I'm looking forward to being in the Bookcart drill team again so many times. And back in Powell at the Memorial Day parade. That's a nice one because it's not too long.
Right. And not too hilly. I think there's a little
hill there. Just by the cemetery.
Just the one.
But it's fun. Now, unfortunately, this year, Don Yarman will not be with us. 3 years ago or 4 years ago in that parade, he twisted his ankle and actually gave himself a hairline fracture in his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few workers' comp cases we've had at the library since I've been there was because of the Powell Memorial Day parade.
Shout out to Don.
And we want to welcome in the studio with us, Kelly Cochran. Hey, Kelly, welcome back.
Good morning.
Kelly is our youth services manager for the Delaware County District Library, and we can welcome Gage back behind the board.
Hey,
after
good his, to be back.
After his space trip.
That's right. It was a hot one down in Texas, I will say.
It was, yeah. So, but anyway, we're going to be talking about the Summer Reading Club in the second half of the show. Kelly is really pumped for this. She's doing her little happy dance here. I hope if you're watching us on the Facebook Live feed, you can see her doing her little her best imitation of Ellen DeGeneres. So, of course, I have to say,
not
Kelly is much nicer than Ellen. So Nicole, you got a couple of things going. I'm not sure which one you're going to talk about. So go ahead.
Well, the thing that I am most excited about today is that I'm a Disney Plus subscriber, and I recently discovered on Disney Plus a show called Bluey. Bluey is a children's show. It is great for kids who are probably ages like 8 and younger, 7 and younger. The story that it centers on is this family of Australian cattle dogs, Blue Heelers. And so there's the dad, Bandit, the mother, Chili, and then there's Bingo and Bluey. Bluey is 6 and Bingo is 4. And what this show is amazing at is really kind of like entertaining the children, teaching the parents some ways to help their kids with imaginative play, and being like totally honestly realistic in a like parent-child setting in the meantime, because the mom and dad have banter between them, the parent and kids have banter between them. They're like 8-minute episodes, so they're really fast and easy to consume, and it's hilarious. So we are like 100% huge on the Bluey bandwagon. So it started out pretty slow in Australia, and then it kind of went to like ABC Kids, and then went to that's the Australian broadcast Casting Corporation. It went to the BBC. It went to Disney Junior finally, and then Disney Plus picked it up, and I think that's where it really gained momentum. Season one has like 60 episodes. It's huge. I mean, because they're 8-minute episodes, but it has like 60 episodes. Library tie-in, we do have the DVD for season one, part one, the DVD for season one, part two. We have several books, so you can check them out from the library if you're not a Disney Plus subscriber. And you can also, on Hoopla, you can download the soundtrack for Bluey, because it's got a very cute little musical soundtrack that goes along with it, too, with a very catchy theme song. Season 2 drops today on Disney Plus, so I'm very excited about season 2. Kelly and I geek out over Bluey all the time, because what it is like, the dad works from home, right?
I think so.
Or he's a stay-at-home.
He's there a lot.
Or he's a stay-at-home dad. It's one of the two. I can't quite figure it out. But he's home a lot. He's like one of the primary caregivers, because Chili, the mom, is like, I'm off to meet my girlfriends. Goodbye. And the dad's like, all right, here we are. The dad plays with the kids, and he plays so well. And they come up with these games. And many of the games we've implemented in my household. Mm-hmm. So there's one game where the dad is the claw machine, and he's got a pile of squishy toys in front of him, and then the kid says and tells the dad which way to like move his arms, and then the dad grabs the thing, and either you either get the toy or you don't. So we've played the claw game. Oh, there's another really great one called Veranda Santa. Mm-hmm. Veranda Santa happens around Christmas time, and it's when Santa comes in and hides things under your pillow overnight, and then when you wake up, what did you find under your pillow? But when the dad plays Veranda Santa, it's mostly junk that he hides under the pillow. So there's a can of peas that somebody, like one kid's like, wow, I got a pencil, and another kid's like, I got a can of peas, you know. So it's any junk that you can find in your house. So yeah, we play Veranda Santa quite a bit as well. Mm-hmm. And there was another great one that I was just telling Kelly about. Their dad is pretending that they're in a park and there's like a hammock and the kids are in the hammock and the dad's pretending that they're in the belly of a whale and he's really getting into it and he's making all the whale noises. He's like, woo! And he's like, he's 100% committed to his whale character. And then another dad enters the park and the bandit catches him out of the corner of his eye and he like stops and gets like very self-conscious. And the mom's like, what happened over there, bandit? Why'd you stop?
So, I noticed you were committed to the whale.
Yes.
Role too,
so. Ooh, yeah. I'm like Dory when it comes to that.
Okay.
So, I mean, Bluey is adorable. If you haven't seen it, check it out. We have it at the library if you aren't a subscriber to any of the paid subscription platforms. So, yeah.
B-L-U-E-Y or B-L-O-O-E-Y?
B-L-U-E-Y. Like
just
a
like the color.
Blue
okay.
healer dog. Yes,
all
exactly.
Right, cool. Mm-hmm. So, Kelly, what are you reading or listening to or geeking on at the moment besides Bluey?
Oh, man, I love Bluey. I could talk about Bluey even more, like the grannies.
Oh, the grannies, yes.
There are the two little dogs. They walk in, and they have, like, blankets over their head, and they always announce themselves. And they're like, here come the grannies.
What are you doing today, Rita?
And the one in the second episode, the dad's the bus driver, and Rita, the little one, gets on the bus and spills coins everywhere. It's so funny. I think I enjoy it more than my daughter does.
Yeah.
But speaking of my daughter, I brought a book today that we just finished at our nighttime reading, and it is Doggo and Pupper.
Aww.
And it's by Catherine Applegate, who is the Newbery winner for The One and Only Ivan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I actually love her books. My favorite is Wish Tree, so a little shout out to Wish Tree. She also wrote The Animorphs. If you grew up about the time I grew up, those mm-hmm. were big back then. But this is like a younger chapter book. It's one of her first ones like this. And it's a story of Doggo, who's an older dog. And the Doggo's owners decide his life is just too boring. Like every day, Cat asks him, well, how was your day, Doggo? And he says, same old, same old.
Oh, I figured he'd say rough.
Oh, it's but a good one.
So the owners get the great idea to bring in a puppy named Pupper. And Pupper has so many questions and wants to tell stories and wants to play and makes a huge mess as puppies do. And so then Pupper goes to charm school, womp, womp, and learns some manners. The owner is like, this dog needs to learn some manners. And so they send him to charm school. And he comes back and he just kind of loses his spunk. So aww. Doggo kind of helps Pupper get his puppiness back.
And
meanwhile,
Pupper
the cat.
Mojo back.
Yeah.
And the cat, there's also a cat in this household, and she's just always in the background drinking like some tea, commenting.
What?
And Avanel said that. She's like, well, mommy, you're totally the cat.
Oh.
Like, oh, what does that mean? Well, just in the corner
Doggo.
Drinking tea, judging.
Well, at least you're not Doggo old and just
yes.
kind of bored and everything.
That was my husband. So that is Doggo and Pupper, and it's a beginning chapter book. So I read it out loud to my 5-year-old, but 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, those beginning readers could probably read it on their own with some help. It's super cute.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. So. And actually, I'm going to do a picture book next week. But this week, I was browsing our new bookshelves and found something that I probably should have found back in March, probably when it came in, called mm-hmm. Best Loved Irish Ballads. Great songs from the Irish folk tradition. Full disclosure, I love Irish traditional music. I used to play it a lot when I lived in Charleston, South Carolina. I had some friends who were really good musicians, and I used to get to play along with them occasionally. I found out from this book, Ireland is the only country in the world with a musical instrument as its national symbol. The Irish harp.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Ireland.
So, this book was put together by Emma Byrne, who's a graphic designer, and she's illustrated books of poetry by Oscar Wilde, William Butler Yeats, and she also illustrated a special edition of James Joyce's Ulysses, which was the first time that book was ever printed in Dublin, which is kind of interesting since it's set in Dublin and mm-hmm. everything. The other co-author is Owen O'Brien. And he's a songwriter, a musician, and also an illustrator. He's illustrated volumes of the Book of Kells, Symbols of Ireland, and a couple of children's books. So what this book is, it's a very small little kind of book, but it's 34 songs from Ireland, including information on the songwriters, the origins of the melodies if they've been adapted from other songs, and occasionally where to find a good recording of the songs. It's broken down into five categories, crack and drink, which is basically fun and drink, eating, drinking, partying, revolution and nationalism, love and tragedy, home and emigration, adventure and misadventure. So there's some really familiar songs in here, songs like Danny Boy and Molly Malone, the Rosa Tralee, the Black Velvet Band, Whiskey in the Jar. And there's some that are less familiar but are pretty intriguing, especially the stories behind them. There's no pseudo-Irish songs in here, the ones that were so very popular in the U.S. at the turn of the 20th century, like My Wild Irish Rose or Mother McCree or When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, all of which were written by my landsman, Chauncey Alcott, who was born in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is beautifully illustrated. It's monochromatic. It's only kind of black and white and kind of a greenish color. But it's illustrated with woodcuts that were taken from the drawings that graced the original broadsheet copies of these songs. And there's a lot of attractive photos that would have looked great in color, but still probably would have made the book prohibitively expensive. So each song includes the music, the chords, and the lyrics. And it would have been nice if they'd had an accompanying CD by the musician.
Yeah.
That would have been really handy. But, you know, mostly you can find all of these songs on Spotify or YouTube.
A children's book would have had the CD.
It definitely would have, yeah. And it would have had more color.
Probably.
So, but then it would probably only had five songs and it would have been simplified chords. So.
Right.
Anyway, these are really easy to find, though. Like I said, YouTube or Spotify or iTunes, if you want to buy them. If you're an Irish unionist favoring the current relationship between Ulster and the British government, this book may not be your cup of Bushmills. But if you're more of a Republican bent, you'll find a lot to love here. Best Love Irish Ballads, it's a great way to warm up for the Dublin Irish Festival or to win St. Patrick's Day next year if you want to. So anyway, enjoy this book. Again, it's called Best Love Irish Ballads. Great songs from the Irish folk tradition by Emma Byrne and Owen O'Brien. So, Shalante.
And I have a plug that could go into that. The Delaware Community Chorus is getting ready to record our spring concert tonight. So it's still virtual tonight. And then we're going to publish it, you know, sometime soon within the next week or so. And we have Danny Boy and Shenandoah as a like little mixed piece that we're going to be singing.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It's
great.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. So, all right. We will be right back after this break and we'll talk about the Summer Reading Club. And so please stay tuned. Welcome back to Off the Shelf. And again, thanks to our friends at the library for sponsoring the show. You may have heard talk of a pop-up book sale at the Olentangy Festival on June 5th. Unfortunately, the friends are not going to be able to do that. So don't go to the festival planning to buy books, but go to the festival anyway.
There you go.
So yes, we're sorry about that, but just the unavoidable situation. So they couldn't do it. So they are working right now on planning new book sales. So hang in there. We will be doing it and we'll start accepting donations again when they're fully staffed for the volunteers to be able to sort them.
Do they need help from volunteers? If somebody wanted to volunteer with the friends?
Absolutely. Go to, DelawareLibraryFriends.org, and you'll see volunteering information there. They can definitely use help with book sales and with other events that they do. So, and they're always looking for help. So, yes, consider volunteering for the Friends. They do great work for us. I can't praise them enough. So,
yeah, they're really a great organization.
They sure are.
And you get
are.
The first look at all the cool donations that are coming in. So.
True enough. Yes. So, Kelly, it's summer reading time.
Yay!
So it's. Kind of hybrid this year, as we work our way towards normality, whatever the heck that is these days. So tell us a little bit about what we're doing. What's the theme to start with?
The theme this year is tales and tales, like animal tales and story tales.
Yes.
So lots of animals, lots of silliness, as always. And another shout out to the Friends. They are a huge part and help us give out prizes and stuff.
Right.
So Summer Reading Club, we do it every summer. It's been a little bit different each year. Mm-hmm. This year, it's going to be, you can come in and get your reading log and track and get prizes inside the library. But most of our programs will still be virtual this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming.
That's the one thing that does stay the same year after year is reading, right?
Tell me about it.
And prizes.
Yes.
No matter what, we want you to read and then come get a prize for it.
Now, when you say the programs are online, there's a mix, though. Some mm-hmm. of them are pre-recorded and some of them are interactive. So yes. Talk a little bit about what the difference between those two is.
So there's two kinds of programs this summer. I call them scheduled and on-demand. So the scheduled ones have a set date, set time. You log in. It's usually a Zoom-type program, and you interact, and it's super fun, but it's a set time. And then we also have on-demand programs, which will be on our website on June 1st, mm-hmm. if everything goes according to plan.
It will. It will totally go according to plan.
Yes. I'm putting it in the universe. So these programs, and there's a bunch of them, are available, and you just watch them on demand. We like to name things what they are. And these will include staff-created programs like story times. We have kindergarten readiness series where you learn how to write different letters and animals that tie in. We also have a lot of outside performers like Magic Nate is on there. We've got all kinds of stuff. Zach Morgan does his music. There's so much. It was overwhelming. I was like, nobody's going to make these on-demand videos. And then everybody made them. And then I was like, Nicole, everyone made them. What are we going to do with them?
Yeah, and they did a great job, too. I mean, some of our favorite friends are there, like Little Jim. They have a whole workout that you can do in your own home with your whole family.
I started watching that the other day when we were testing it. Mm-hmm. Boy, that looked like fun.
Yeah, they do a good job.
And I have to give a huge shout out to everyone who made those videos, because it is weird to be in a room by yourself instructing kids when the kids aren't in there and doing story times. It's so awesome. I'm really excited about it. And they'll be available all of June and July, so you can watch them whenever is best for your family. And if that wasn't enough to get people to watch the videos, there's also a prize involved. If you watch 4 of the on-demand videos, you get an extra prize.
Yahoo!
And those are going to be notebooks, because you might be surprised, but we had a lot of leftovers from last summer.
Right.
So we're going to hand those out this year. So there's a little Imagine Your Story vintage style.
There you
prizes.
Go. Yeah.
Retro. We call it retro.
Right.
Retro.
That makes it cool and hip. I think that's the one thing that's good to note is that when we're planning for Summer Reading Club, we're not planning, you know, on May 1st for everything to launch on June 1st. Otherwise, nothing would happen. We're planning on, you know, in January, February. I think even some of our first conversations happen in December the year prior.
Well, the theme alone is selected 3 years.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, I mean,
right.
Yeah.
And so that's what, you know, we love the community, and when they tell us exactly how they're feeling, that's great feedback that we need to hear. And when people say that they're disappointed that we have so many virtual things this summer, you know, we were planning this in January. Mm-hmm. Who would have known what the summer would have looked like?
Right.
And so I think that, you know, we're so happy that everybody's telling us, and we can just say, keep your ears open.
I just have to ask, is the Turtle Lady going to do a program this year?
She is. She's one of the scheduled ones.
Okay.
She's a little bit different than the other scheduled ones. So she... Her video will be available for 3 days, I think. But okay. The Turtle Lady is in there.
I'm just glad, because that means she's not here in the studio with us to wave that snake at me.
I don't know. I could give her a call. Nancy's very accessible.
So then we're talking about this. Now, we've got the possibility. Well, there are some things in mm-hmm. the building, like the chicks.
Yes, the chicks, man.
Yes.
Did anyone watch Talk Soup? You know, mm-hmm. chicks, man.
Joel McHale.
Yeah, we're going to have chicks at all of our libraries except for Orange. So it'll be at Ostrander, Powell, and Delaware. And it's through Bring the Farm to You, which is one of our buddies. Mm-hmm. They bring in eggs in their incubators. And there's all kinds of stuff that kind of goes with the incubator. There's like posters. There's also an on-demand video, so you can learn all about the process. And then the chicks will hatch, and they'll hang out at the library for
a
while.
And they'll have tail feathers, so they fit right in.
And they'll shake them. So that's exciting. And we have it timed out, so there will be eggs or chicks almost somewhere in the library at all times during the summer. And we also have the story walks outside at all the locations, and those change monthly. So there's still a lot of stuff to do in the library, but it's kind of more... what we call passive. Kind of you come in and do it on your time.
Right.
And if you want to make sure you see the chicks after they hatch, I do have the hatching dates where they're estimated to hatch on the online calendar. So if you want to schedule a trip to the library and have, fingers crossed, see some chicks and not eggs, mm-hmm. There is, that is on the calendar.
If you want to see eggs, just stop at Kroger or Giant Eagle.
You'll see them right there. Yeah. We talked about getting real fancy and maybe putting like a chick cam up. That could still be in the works.
Yes.
could still be in the works. But real quick, if people, everybody's question is always, how do I register? Mm-hmm. How would somebody register? Do we register?
Ooh, thank you for that lovely transition. There actually is not a sign up this year. All you have to do is just start logging your minutes. And there's several ways you can do this. You can do it in one of our fancy logs, which we handed out at some of the schools. It's available on our website, and it'll also be in our quarterly. But if you're unable to get a fancy log like that, you can just keep track in a notebook. We really don't care. We just want you to read this summer. So you just get some way to log your minutes. And when you get to 6 hours, you'll come into library and get your first prize. And then at 12 hours, you get another prize.
Yeah. And it's really, you don't need to hand anything over. Mm-hmm. You don't need to turn anything in. Just say, I'm here for a prize. And we'll say, which one?
Yes. And the prizes are so good this year. So the 6 hour prize is a cute little tote that has, you guessed it, animals on it. And it comes with crayons and you can color the tote. So it's really, really cute. And inside we have a ton of coupons from a lot of our friends, like Sticky Fingers, Goldfish Swim School.
Jay Gumbo.
Yes, Jay Gumbo's. There's Fresh Starts, Canes, Sheets.
Yep. Sheets is the best.
I was trying to get Sheets coupons before they were even like breaking ground. I'm like, excuse me, can I have some coupons?
And a shout out to the Kiwanis Club that's actually helping us build those bags.
Yes.
We really appreciate that, Kiwanians. Thank you.
Because usually we have over 200 volunteers each summer, and volunteers are our fancy name for teen volunteers. But unfortunately, this year we kind of had to make that choice in February that we were not going to have teens in the library volunteering. So we had to get another group in, and the Kiwanis totally stepped up to the plate, and they are stuffing probably as we speak.
So we've only got a couple of minutes left, so I want to talk about a couple of things that are coming up. The very first program, the very first not-on-demand scheduled program, is coming up the very first day of the Summer Reading Club, June 1st. That's at 6:30. That's Bright Star Touring Theater presenting Aesop's Fables.
Oh, they're so good.
They do a great job. 45-minute
virtual adventure with Bright Star's professional actors. They did such a great job on the Martin Luther King presentation this past February. Excellent presentation. Good actors. You'll really enjoy them. Does that require pre-registration?
It does. So you can get the Zoom link. So you'll want to register. Yep.
Great. Yep. And also next week we have the virtual medieval fair. We're going to have live jousting online on Facebook Live on our page. This is going to be a lot of fun. Thanks to the folks at Cashman's for letting us use their arena to do this. So we're not on that little strip of land that we have next to Ostrander. We can actually do it where they can actually get the horses up to speed and everything. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That is 2 o'clock, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, June 5th at 2 o'clock.
And the Knights of the Rose are just amazing. They have a squire who will be the MC. So if you are watching virtually, their young squire will be telling you kind of what's happening. And that is with a big thanks to Wild Bill Productions, who's helping us get that broadcast.
This is also exciting.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, don't forget, we also have the Adult Summer Reading Club.
Yes.
So adults can also read. They can also get a tote bag, which has a different design, but you can also color that one.
Yay.
So personalize it so it looks like the way you want it to look. And then when you take it to Kroger, Giant Eagle, or Aldi, Farmer's Market, then people say, where did you get that cool bag? And you can tell them, I'm a summer reader. So thank you very much, Kelly. Is there anything? Virtual job fair, does that go through?
Virtual job fair is ending on the 31st. So you've got a couple more days to pick it out and to see what's left on there. But we've pretty much mentioned a lot of the different places that are hiring. Yep. We do have page positions open at Delaware and Orange Branch. So if you want to work at the Delaware Library, now's a great time.
Yes. We're also looking for somebody to help with facilities. So that job is also posted, I believe, on our website.
DelawareLibrary.org/careers.
Yes. So thank you very much. Kelly, this is going to be a fun summer. I'm looking forward to all the great stuff we're going to do. And there may even be some surprises that we haven't talked about yet. But Kelly I saw her like clam up, which I almost never see Kelly do. So anyway, thank you for being here, Kelly. Gage, welcome back. Glad to have you back behind the board.
My pleasure.
And Nicole, have a great holiday weekend.
You too.
And I hope all of our listeners have a great holiday weekend. And starting on Tuesday, 9 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Monday through Thursday, And then 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday. Library has extended hours again. Welcome back to the library. So we will see you in the stacks.